Workforce Innovation Center is one of just two workforce organizations in the country that's taking part in an international research study that's being conducted by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Catherine Mullick is a labor market economist with the OECD, and Sharon McClellan is a director with the Newfoundland and Labrador Workforce Innovation Center. They're both here. They joined me live in studio this morning, and they're going to tell us a little bit more about research, about promoting skills use in the Canadian workplaces. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in live. Catherine, I'll start with you. Can you tell us about this international research study and, like, what are you studying and why?
Sure. Well, as you said, I'm from the OECD, and my team there is really concerned about how countries are adapting to changing demand for skills as a result of globalization, technological change, and population aging. So we've been developing some tools and working with countries to help them in their response, particularly on how they're training adult workers to continue to learn and train over the course of their working lives so that they remain employable and so that employers can address those skill shortages that arise due to changing demand for skills. So we're here in Canada because in partnership with the Employment Social Development Canada Department, a federal department, we're working in partnership with them to really look at Canada's adult learning system, and in particular, how employers are using skills in the workplace. Canada has one of the most highly educated working populations, but really it's about how employers are actually making use of their employee skills and whether they're giving them opportunities to apply their skills in the workplace.
Right, because there's nothing worse than knowing something and really not being able to put it into action. Sharon, for those of us who aren't familiar with the work that you do, what is the NL Workforce Innovation Center?
Well, we're a center that was established in 2017 by the provincial government, and we're administered by the College of the North Atlantic. But we were established because there is a real need, as there are across the country and internationally, to address some significant labor market challenges like an aging workforce, declining population, out-migration, you know, skills mismatch. So what our mandate is to bring together all of the labor market stakeholders in Newfoundland and Labrador. We have a provincial mandate to do that, to address, to identify and address issues and challenges around labor market, and also look at some solutions. And we have a goal to test and promote the testing of innovative models of workforce development that attach people to the workforce, particularly underrepresented groups, because we do know that we need everyone that can possibly work to work to address that that shrinking talent pool. So we do a lot of applied research. We have 20 research projects now that are looking at that, and we think we're ideally positioned to do some new innovative testing of other models, such as what Catherine's talking about.
And Sharon, why are you pleased that that your organization is taking part in this research?
We really feel, and to date, we've a big focus of what we do is collaboration, networking with organizations that have similar mandates, not only locally, regionally, but nationally and now internationally. It's really important that the more that we can draw upon and not duplicate research and innovation that's happening anywhere to apply to Newfoundland and Labrador so that we can solve and address our issues, the better. This is really exciting to have the opportunity to learn from the OECD, to learn from other international organizations about what's happening and apply those models to Newfoundland and Labrador.
And anybody who's working and interested in what they're doing is, you know, jazzed about picking up their skills. But Catherine, why is it important to turn a workplace into a learning organization?
Well, absolutely. I think it's really important for adults to have opportunities to learn within the workplace, both to keep their, to be able to remain employable, to keep their wages up, and to keep their job satisfaction up. We really think that there's a whole literature on high performance workplace practices where things like work organization and team work and job rotation, mentoring, being involved in decision making within the firm. These really, really matter for the degree to which employees employ their skills at work. There's a lot of countries that have picked up on this and are starting to promote and fund innovation in how firms apply those practices in the workplace. And we really think that the Newfoundland and Labrador Workforce Innovation Center might be well positioned within Canada to test those kind of models.
And is globalization and technology, is that, I don't know who to ask, Sharon or Catherine, is that changing the workplace, and how is it doing that?
Actually, I'll just start off by saying, those are two major ones that I missed when we were just talking, because there are many factors and challenges around labor market. But no, definitely, and I don't know, Catherine, if you want to build on that, but clearly those are two key drivers of change in the workforce.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've done some work at the OECD to assess the impact that those changes are going to have on jobs. And I think we found that, we can get really worried about the impact that robots will be taking all of our jobs. But we've done some analysis showing that, likely about 14% of jobs are likely to be completely taken over by employers, but that only about another 26% are going to have the nature of their jobs change quite a bit. So what we think is that these forces are leading to a changing nature of work as opposed to completely taking over in employment. So we're seeing a move already away from more routine tasks and more manual work to more cognitive, non-routine demand for work among humans.
Catherine, I don't know if you just heard our conversation on the air about this James Dean computer-generated actor. So this would be kind of like you're talking about, but there's still lots of jobs around making a computer-animated actor.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And designing and also managing the people around that, the workplace.
Right.
There's very much the evaluation of all that. So it's, that's what we're seeing. It's a shift, isn't it? But working with and learning from, and I guess it's a two-way learning, mm-hmm. but from organizations like the OECD, I think it's going to be really helpful that then we can start talking to employers and other labor market stakeholders in our province to say, how can we prepare and really lead some of the solutions around labor market?
And that was my next question. How does it shake out into the labor markets, into people who are making hires and, running companies?
Well, I guess I'll just start off, Catherine, but just if whenever we have 20 research projects now that are actually in employer organizations, and we think that it's going to, they're actually learning how to do things differently when it comes to recruiting and retaining a workforce. So that's really critical. So hopefully it'll affect that. They'll know how to attract more people and keep people. I believe, and we want to do some work around this, we believe that the fact that they're doing innovation in their organizations, that in fact it's affecting how innovative workers and even managers are. And in fact, we were talking about that this morning, but how that would feed into then a high performance and help that more. So I don't know if you want to add to that, Catherine. Yeah.
No, exactly. And it was really, really inspiring yesterday. We had this day of updates where all the innovators who are involved in the NLWIC got together and were sharing their project updates. And there's already a lot happening to improve the way that job seekers are being matched with jobs and trying to focus a bit more on the skills that workers have as opposed to their qualifications or the occupations they've had experience in. So I think there's a lot of innovation already happening through the NLWIC, and I think there's real scope for moving towards improving those retention and making the most use of employee skills within workplace.
Yeah. We're delighted. I mean, we're one of five workforce innovation type centers in the country, and I think it was pretty forward thinking actually that we were established a couple of years ago to do what we're doing now. We have as part of our network the other centers, and I communicate with them regularly. But I think from the funding point of view, that comes through the provincial government, but it's federal provincial. But I think it was very forward thinking, and we're looking at tracking the outcomes now and seeing if we can increase the number of people working and staying working to feed, I guess, the development of aquaculture and other big sectors in the province.
And I must say it's a relief to hear that this work is being done in our province. Sharon McClellan, Catherine Mullick, thank you so much for coming
thank
in studio.
Thank you so much.
And unpacking this. Yeah.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.
Fantastic. It is 7:44.
The VOCM School Information Report. School closures, bus delays, field trip updates. If it affects the classroom, you'll hear it weekday mornings right here on your VOCM.